I've been wondering when you would wander into my sanctum. I've been trying to get your attention for quite some time now. Do you remember how the wind would blow a certain way? You would feel the hair stand up on the back of your neck. How about how you would try to fall asleep some nights, unable to make yourself comfortable because it felt like someone was watching you? Does that happen to ring any bells? Those weren't in your head, lamb. That was me, trying to get your attention, of course. It appears being subtle wasn't a good idea because you never picked up on the hints. Always dismiss these feelings as in your head, never looking any deeper. It's sweet how much you trust the world around you. There's so much going on under the surface. When you're immortal, you're unaware to what scale the gods are actually meddling in your life. Which is probably for the best, considering the fleeting nature of mortals. So easily persuaded to take the easier route. Keeping you in the dark was the only way to ensure your arrival. Would you have come to my shrine if you had known the goddess of fertility herself would be waiting for you? Of course you wouldn't have. Who in their right mind would? That is why it was important for you to come here on your own volition. Now you're here by choice. Finding out what's been written in the stars since conception for you. You see, I've been on the fringes for some time now, looking at the other deities, gaining power as the years pass by. And yet, I've never been more than this. I've grown tired of only being worshipped when needed. That's when I started to think about how the other gods spread their word. They have patrons, mortals that help them achieve their goal on this plane. That's when I hatched my idea, one that your family was too happy to go along with. In exchange for keeping harvests bountiful and livestock always fertile, they would allow me to pick one of their children as my very first patron. Would you like to take a guess as to who I decided on, little one? It was always going to be you, my lamb. Just look at yourself. I need a patron. Someone who is strong enough to lead a shrine like this. I can't imagine anyone more perfect for the role than you, little one. You're going to help me grow stronger, spread my word, generate more belief in me. For every person you convert, you'll feel yourself grow just a bit stronger. Maybe if you're good enough, I'll even grant you some magic of yourself, lamb. After all, if I'm going to make you the head of my cult, you'll need to be able to perform miracles on my behalf. You'll be my proxy, won't you? Your family has been some of my most loyal followers for generations. That type of dedication deserves to be rewarded. It's a gift that only you are deserving of, little one. Are you going to take it? I was hoping you would agree. I never really considered another option when it comes to you, little one. You're the only one I wanted for this position. Your destiny was always with me. Every decision you've made, every step you've taken, it was all leading you to this very moment. You're my patron, aren't you? Very good, little one. So sweet. Leaning into me all eagerly. This is where you were supposed to be. Not out there risking your life, doing dangerous adventures and getting into fights. That's too dangerous for you, little one. You're here for me. I'll guide you, show you the way around. You'll spread my word and make me proud. Earn your spot next to me as my favorite. I can already tell you're going to be on your best behavior. Wrapping your arms around me and opening your mouth, allowing my tongue in. Lifting you up into the altar, giving me better leverage. You can't help but spread your legs, inviting me in, can you? These clothes of yours are starting to get in the way, aren't they? That's much better, little one. Now I can see just how turned on you are. Body responding to my delicate touch. You just can't help yourself. It's written into the fabric of your being. You belong to me. You were always meant to be mine and no one else's. This is exactly where you belong, little one. Underneath me, serving your goddess like a proper lamb. One touch is all you need. One touch from me is enough to set your nerves alight, isn't it? Look at you, easily going where I guide you, wrapping your legs around me, trying to rock your hips, desperate for some kind of friction, aren't ya? Eager for my attention? The throbbing is just too hard to ignore, isn't it? Then let me help you, little one. If you're going to serve me, I need to make sure you can take it first. Mm. I could always use my magic to open you up, but that doesn't seem fair. What kind of a fertility goddess would I be if I relied on cheap tricks to make you feel good? My tongue is all you need, little lamb. That's right. Moaning as you rock your hips against me. So precious, thinking you're helping out. My mouth feels good against you, doesn't it? Listen to that. Gotta make sure you can take my clit, right? Feeling your hole loosen up more around me as my tongue darts in and out. Going to open you up so easily for my clit. It's so long and thick. I'm going to breed you just how you deserve, little one. The patron of a fertility goddess needs to be pregnant, right? Such a wet hole for me. Easily opening up. If you need to come, you can, little one. I'm not going to stop you. If my mouth feels so good that you can't control yourself, then let go. Either way, I'm still going to breed you. That's it. Focus on how good it feels to be opened up. So excited to feel my clit inside you. Look at you, sloppy hole leaking with spit. You're ready for my clit, aren't you? Then beg for it, little one. Use your words. Let me hear how badly you want my clit inside your eager little fuckhole. Come on, keep going. When you put it like that, who am I to refuse? That's it, little one. Take my clit nice and easy. Just like that. I know it's reaching a little deeper than you expected, but that's not a bad thing, is it? Sitting on top of an altar with your legs wrapped around me as I bound into you. It feels good, doesn't it? Yeah. Taking your goddess, offering your body in the proper way. This is how it was meant to be. Just look at you, my amazing lamb, taking what you're given so easily. Oh, yeah. You were meant for this, little one. It's foolish to think that you would thrive anywhere else. You were meant for me, little one. There's pleasure in your servitude. From the very moment you came into this world, there is only one reason, only one purpose for you. And that's me. You belong to me, and soon everyone else is going to know that. I'm going to knock you up so you can start spreading my word. It's not like it would be as effective if you weren't knocked up. I'm going to breed you just how you're supposed to be. It doesn't feel right that you're empty like this. What type of fertility goddess would I be if I sent you out there without breeding you first? I'm sure the others wouldn't take you for your word. At least, not if you have nothing to show for it. I'm going to turn you into my breeder. Always keep you knocked up so that you can spread my word properly. Just like a good devotee should. The best way to show off what I can do for you is keeping you pregnant. Everyone's going to be so impressed with how well you serve me. A growing stomach, always full for me. It's the best form of devotion, really the truest kind. How else would you serve a fertility goddess? I only want one thing. I only need one thing of you. You know this to be true with how easily you offered yourself up. Moaning as you felt my tongue on you. Now you can't get enough of my clit as you feel yourself split open on it. So eager to show off how good you can be. You can't help how excited you are at the thought of being knocked up. It wasn't something you considered before, but then again, you didn't think you would catch the eye of a goddess, did you? Oh, yeah. Can barely agree as you rock your hips against me. Your hold takes my clit so easily as your excitement continues to grow. Didn't even notice my hand reaching between the two of us, starting to touch you in time with the thrust. Oh, yeah. You just feel so good. So focused on making me proud. Everything else has gone out the window. You don't know what to do anymore, and that's okay. You don't need to. You can trust me. Let me take care of you. I'll make you feel good. I'll guide you. You trust your goddess, don't you? Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's right, little one. Taking it so well. I'm so proud of you. I'm sure you're happy that I used my tongue to make sure you were open like this. Oh, yeah. I don't think you would have been able to handle this raw. My clit brushing past that bundle of nerves with every thrust of my hips. It feels so good. You can't help but clench your eyes in pleasure. It's almost too much, isn't it? Right there, yeah? Right there, fuck. Oh, starting to drown in your own pleasure. It's okay, lamb. I've got you. That's what I'm here for. Serving your goddess how you're exactly supposed to. Opening your body up and letting me. Oh, yes. Yeah, what a good devotee you are. So amazing for me, little one. Clenching around my clit, trying to make me feel good. Your hips rock back and forth, moving on their own accord. That's it, little one. Don't bother to hold back your sounds. It's just you and me in the shrine. Oh, the louder you scream, the better you feel. It's a form of worship to your goddess. And that's what we're here to do, right? You're here to serve your goddess, to please me in exchange for rewards. I'm practically clit drunk as you grind yourself against me. My hand keeps working you closer to the edge as you shut your eyes, blocking out the rest of the world. It's getting to be too much, isn't it? You can't focus on anything. You just want to close your eyes and let the world melt away, don't you, my sweet little lamb? Oh, yeah. Unable to focus on anything. All you know is that you feel good and that you want to come. You're desperate to let go, but don't want to disappoint me, so you're going to wait for permission. You're going to earn your breeding like a good devotee, aren't you? Fuck it there. Taking me so well. Just look at you. If I were to hold you up to a mirror right now, something tells me you wouldn't be able to recognize yourself. Too fucked out and clit drunk. Your hips move frantically as your hole continues to swallow me. Doesn't matter that I'm all the way inside you. You still want more. You need more. You're greedy for whatever your goddess can give you. It doesn't matter. You just want it, right? Oh, the good, the bad, whatever goddess has, you can take. That's how loyal you are. Yes. Yeah, always my first pick, little one. So fucking good for me. Take me like it's the only thing you're good at. It's what you were made for, lamb. Doing anything other than this would simply be a waste of your talent, wouldn't you agree? Oh, fuck it there. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, so eager to be bred. Doing anything else with you would be a total waste. Just look at you, getting closer with every stroke of my hand against you. A hole like this was meant to be filled, always bursting with cum. If your stomach isn't swollen with a bump, then you simply aren't being a good servant to the fertility goddess. Oh, yeah. My job is to bring new life. Your job is to spread my words, and that involves this. Oh, I'm going to keep you well-bred. Always have something inside you growing. That's what you need, my precious devotee. Oh, yeah. Never going to be left this empty again. You don't have to worry about the ache of being empty, little one. Not with me around. I'm going to give you exactly what you need. Going to breed you like the proper devotee you are. Oh, fuck, I'm so fucking close, I think. Oh, fuck, I want you to let go with me. You can do it. Surrender yourself completely. Come on. Come on, be good for me, little one. Let go and come. Come with me. Are you okay, my lamb? I was just curious as to how you would feel after something like that. Your body has never had this much magic inside it. Let alone have you ever been this close with genuine divinity. I can't help but worry a bit for my newest devotee. I have quite the soft spot for you. Before this moment, I only watched you from afar. Seeing how well you handled everything given to you only proved to me that you were the right choice. None of the others offered to me would have been able to make me as proud as you did. You have a talent, my lamb. The only person limiting your potential right now is you. But I plan to change that. I'm going to help you grow into an even better version of yourself. See, this is where you were always supposed to be. The universe just had to make sure you found your way back home to my arms. You belong to me, little one. I don't have any regrets in making you my patron. I know it was the right call. This is where you were always supposed to be.